And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Hey, good morning. Welcome to What You Need to Know in the NBA for March 30th. A lot to get to, but we start with the Russell Westbrook show. Russell Westbrook had 35 points, 21 assists, and 14 rebounds against the Indiana Pacers. It was reminiscent of the MVP season he had with OKC because Bradley Beal sat out. He was the guy handling the ball each and every play, setting everybody up. 35 points, 20 assists. That triple-double line is the first in NBA history. So, of course, he had to take his shirt off post-game, looking great. Of course, Wizards analyst Drew Gooden said he wanted Russell Westbrook to get six more rebounds to get him to 30-20-20. Westbrook said many times, said, that's possible. So that combo, never been done before. Westbrook, if you remember, a couple years ago had a 20-20-20 game just after rapper Nipsey Hussle was killed in 2019. Only him and Wilt Chamberlain have done that, the 20-20-20. This one, 20 assists, the first time in NBA history. That's why the Washington Wizards are the best watch of all the bad teams in the NBA, because you get performances like this from Westbrook or Bradley Beal. So congrats to Westbrook for that. We'll see a triple 20 from him. I mean, he looks like he's focused on it. If Bradley Beal wants to sit out, Westbrook could definitely do it. Definitely reminded me of those OKC days. Moving on to Minnesota and Brooklyn. The Brooklyn Nets got Kyrie Irving back after missing three games. This team is unfair. Kyrie Irving had a 15-point first quarter. Masterful Kyrie, dominating with both hands. He had 27. James Harden had 38. Steve Nash, head coach of the Nets, said he didn't like the way his team played, calling it a rough patch. They've won 4 of 5, 10 of 12. But a couple games where they could have been more convincing against the Wolves and the Pistons, a couple of the bottom feeders in the NBA. No Kevin Durant yet, and no LaMarcus Aldridge, who the Nets acquired over the weekend. Interestingly, Steve Nash said that Aldridge could compete for a starting job. Did not see that coming. The coach would take DeAndre Jordan out of the rotation. I mean, that's where LaMarcus Aldridge would play, right? Which could make sense. Jordan's minutes would go poof. But I thought KD and Jordan were friends. A lot of relationships on this team. Lots of balance for Steve Nash. Great quote. I guess you could call it a quote from Steve Nash when he was asked, how do you react to your team being called villains? Just a rah. Yeah, he's a villain. Great stuff. Great stuff from Steve Nash. Thanks to Malika Andrews for that sound. On the Wolves side of things in this game, sad note here, Karl Anthony Towns played in front of his family for the first time since Jackie Towns. His mom passed away last spring due to complications after contracting COVID-19. His dad was in attendance, but Towns commented after the game about how strange it was not having his mom cheering him on. Thoughts with the Towns family this year has been horrendous, especially for Karl Anthony Towns and his friends and family. Moving on back to the floor, the Clippers had a real good showing against the Milwaukee Bucks. The Clipper raining down threes, resembling that squad that got out to the hot start. They had a quick jaunt as the West's number one seed earlier this year. They've won six in a row, but no one is going to believe them until the playoffs. But they do have all the parts, even though a lot of them are sitting out. Paul George out of this game, Patrick Beverley out of this game, Rajon Rondo out of this game. They're starting backcourt in this one. Reggie Jackson and Luke Kennard had a combined 11 threes. What happens when Beverley comes back? Does he go into the starting lineup? Does Kennard come out more of a ball mover who has been impressing? Good problems for Ty Lue. No problems for the Clippers' Serge Ibaka. His fashion stays on point as it did with the Toronto Raptors. Yes, he does fashion. He does art, as Serge said, with that bucket hat and that fancy scarf slash mask. Moving on, the Rockets GM Raphael Stone had some head-turning comments about his trade deadline move of sending Victor Oladipo to the Heat. He said the organization made a decision that Victor Oladipo, quote, wasn't a good fit. But if you remember, they did offer him a two-year extension earlier this year. Maybe that means Oladipo would have been a trade chip the whole way through his two-year extension, which is smart in my opinion. Stone also said that he doesn't regret the James Harden deal where they got back a ton of picks, but no young star. They got Oladipo back, who they've already moved on for Kelly Olynyk and Avery Bradley. And that also, when it comes to that four-way trade, the media isn't privy to everything that happened. So he's defending that trade. Thanks to The Athletic's Kelly Eco for that reporting. That would have to mean for me that Oladipo didn't want to be there or didn't want to lead a young team or didn't want to pass enough. I can't wait to watch what he does in Miami. Hasn't played yet. Miami beat the Knicks without Oladipo on Monday. He hasn't played since the trade, but they got 27 from Jimmy Butler. The Rockets, his old team, lost to the Grizzlies, who pulled away late, although Kelly Olynyk has been balling since the move. He had 25. The Celtics' winning act ended at two straight games against the Pelicans. They can't stop anyone inside. Why did they trade Daniel Tice? I don't know. Robert Williams starting for them at center. They could be looking for another buyout option. The Celtics rallied late like they do. Marcus Smart did Marcus Smart things like he did. He got ejected. Zion had 28 in the win. The Bulls lost their second straight since acquiring Nikola Vucevic. They lost to the Warriors and Steph Curry's hurt butt. Curry returned after missing five straight with a bruised tailbone. He had 32 on 6 three-pointers, but said that a pain isn't going away in his tailbone anytime soon. And the worst thing, since sustaining that injury a couple weeks ago, Steph Curry has said he has run out of butt jokes. Very unfortunate. As for the other side that made the biggest deadline deal, the Bulls getting Vucevic, well, they'll be all right. This season will be a struggle because of their lackluster play against good teams. Their schedule is tough, but they will be all right eventually. Will things be all right for the Toronto Raptors? This season from hell for them in Tampa is turning bleak, and they may not be able to turn this thing all the way around. They got blown out by the Pistons. They sit in 11th behind the Bulls. They can obviously still make the play-in tournament, those 7 to 10 seeds, but I think you can kiss that playoff lock seed of number 6 goodbye, although it's not far away, but there's still a lot of teams in between them and the 6-seeded Atlanta Hawks right now. Seems kind of out of question for the Raptors. They do get OKC on Wednesday, but no game is a lock. Rounding out the 11-game schedule on Monday, the best team in the NBA, the Jazz, crush the Cavs. That's expected. The Kings continue to tease fans looking for a young team to get behind. They won their fifth straight, this time beating the Spurs. They still sit outside the play-in tournament. All that expected. The Mavericks beat a Thunder team that is looking to be truly bad. The only team in that boat since the beginning of the season. And now they're finally doing it. They told SGA, you got to sit. He has a plantar fasciitis issue. And they told Al Horford, you got to sit. He's got no issues but his big contract. So all that expected. Expect a great show from the guys today on Tuesday, full No Dunks episode. I will be back to give you the news here on what you need to know as fast as I possibly can on Wednesday. Thank you for joining me.